You're just leaning forward, looking at it like somebody with no arms. Is like, I just want to get to it.
I just want to get to it.
Oh, we're rolling.
Oh shit! Good, because I'm a little nasty. So ready to drink. I'm not nasty. I'm just thirsty.
Don't be thirsty. You can't be thirsty nowadays either.
I'm not that kind of thirsty. Just thirsty for the drink.
What's up, everybody? Hey. Welcome to Lights, Camera, Cocktails. Hope you guys are staying safe out there. It's been raining all damn week.
We have actual rain here, you guys, in Southern California.
Dude, it feels like Oregon or some shit.
Yeah, like real rain.
I have not enjoyed it, and I love the rain, but damn.
I do not love the rain, but yesterday when I was driving, I saw all the hills were all green, and I was like, okay.
I kind of like
it. It was worth it.
I love the rain.
We'll have less fires this year.
I love the rain. And if loving the rain is wrong,
I don't want to be right. Well, I'm Zenobia.
I am Jason. At least I am now.
Yeah. Hey there.
For a minute, I was Arsenio.
Are you ready to drink?
Yes and no.
What's that mean?
It means I got to drive, yo.
I know. So you can just have that one.
I'm going to have this. Which, holy shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
I was trying to get it to stick
elaborate.
On there.
This drink looks elaborate. How'd you get it to stick like that?
Let me tell you what we're drinking, you guys, before we start off. We are drinking the Heart of Wakanda cocktail.
The Heart of Wakanda.
Wakanda forever.
So, you gotta deliver that shit.
Wakanda forever!
I know you can't yell in the mic.
I know.
Maybe just tilt your head to the right.
You felt me.
Wakanda forever!
Wakanda forever!
Wakanda forever! Woo!
There you go.
Cross your chest.
Don't break shit.
I'm sorry. So what you're going to need... Okay, I'm just going to do this in order because I don't think I wrote it in order. What you're going to do is have 1 ounce of vodka, 2 ounces of blue carousel, we're going to do a splash of lemonade. And the way I made my lemonade is I went all looking for purple sugar to garnish the rim, and I couldn't find any.
You can't get purple sugar. You can get sugar, you can get water, you can get purple, but you can't get purple sugar.
Yes. So I made my own with food coloring. So that's why it's like really sticky. And so
sugar, water. Purple.
This is legit sugar, water, purple.
I mean, there's vodka in here.
And right? Vodka. And blue carousel.
Vodka looks like water. That's why this looks like grape Kool-Aid.
Yes. And so when I made the lemonade, I put the purple sugar in it.
Hey, now.
To make it a little extra purpley.
Okay.
So I was afraid it wasn't going to turn out the way the picture looks. But it actually did turn out the way the picture looks.
It looks really good.
So, and you're going to do the salt the rim. You're also going to do 2 ounces of grenadine. And that helps makes the blue to purple.
It's just a wake up yonder.
Oh, I thought you were about to sneeze. And then you're going to do a splash of 7-Up. So you're going to shake
there's 7-Up in there?
Mm-hmm. You're going to shake everything up except the 7-Up. And you're going to pour it into your garnished glass with the sugar. And then you're going to splash it off with some 7-Up. And that is what we are drinking today.
I like that.
We are having the Heart of Wakanda. And if you guys don't go to our Instagram or Facebook to see it, it is a dark purple.
Yes, it is.
With some purple sugar.
It looks crazy sweet. This looks like that Kool-Aid that you don't measure. You just take the bag of C&H and you just pour it inside the picture.
Until your spoon stands up straight.
Or you send like the youngest kid in the house to go make it. That's what it's real good.
So I am ready to drink. Let's try this Heart of Wakanda.
How do you cheers this shit with all this? We're going to cheers the bottom. Cheers.
That was a crappy one. Okay. Woo! Oh my god, this is... It's really... Once you get past the sugar... I think that
How do you get past the sugar? Shit.
I'm sorry, I put a lot of sugar on the rim, guys.
Kind of grabs you by your boo-boo. Gets you back here. Like, it's like sucking on a lemon. Like, all the glands back here like start secreting out. Because
I made fresh lemonade with lemon.
Make that sour face.
Which freshly squeezed lemon juice, freshly purpled sugar, and some water.
Ooh. Okay. What are we learning today?
We want to hear some history. What do you think we're talking about today? Because I feel like we've talked about everything.
We've definitely talked about vodka. Are we learning about 7-Up?
We have not talked about vodka.
We haven't?
We haven't used vodka that much, to be honest with you. You know I did my research looking up what we've done. We've done the White Russian, and we've done the Revenge of the Nerds.
Mm.
And that is it.
I know. I just wanted to give you that Dave Chappelle look and be like,
I'm sure. I'm sure. So we have not learned anything about vodka. There's so much to learn about it that I might have to do another round on it too.
Vodka. Okay.
Okay. So
tell me about vodka.
Is the number one selling spirit in the world.
In the world?
Yes.
Nice. All right.
Everybody drinks vodka.
Everybody drinks vodka.
The Polish say that they invented it, and the Russians say that they invented it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big battle between those two on who really invented it. I don't know.
I never heard anything about Poland inventing it. Maybe.
I think the Russians just took it.
Yeah, it's like, this is ours now. Get away from us. You're only Poland.
I learned why it is. It is both for their national spirit or whatever.
Okay.
And I found out that the reason why it's Russia is because it's the only spirit that could last their freezing cold winters.
It's how they keep warm in Russia.
It keeps them warm.
They drink vodka and play chess.
But because it's so pure, you could sit it out in the snow in this blizzard and pull it out and it'll still be vodka. It's not going to freeze.
It doesn't freeze?
Yeah. So that is one of the reasons why they love it so much.
So if you took whiskey out there, it would freeze?
Yeah. Eventually, yeah.
Eventually.
Okay.
I like that. So if I need to survive on a boat that's sinking, I grab vodka, not whiskey. Especially if there's icebergs around.
Mm-hmm. I also found out that vodka is good for up to a year of it being open.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So drink your vodka.
Drink it quickly, my friend.
My friend. you can make it out of anything that can ferment.
Potato skins and some molasses.
Mm-hmm. Wheat, grapes. It can be made out of anything. So there was this Russian king. His name was King Peter the Great. King Peter the Great. We're not in Africa yet.
I'm sorry.
He was running, he was running the show in Russia, right? So that was his fucking shit. So when people would come into him, to him, diplomats from other, countries and stuff, he would make them come, and they'd have to drink from this white cup, and they'd have to drink 1.5 liters of vodka with him.
God damn.
Out of this cup. So what they would do is they would have, the one ambassador, and then there'd be another ambassador. And one ambassador was there to drink, and the other one was there to talk shop, which I thought was pretty funny.
That's kind of how it is in Asian weddings, too. They have this weird tradition where the bride and groom go table to table and take drinks with the family, with whoever's sitting at that table.
Hell!
So if you got 30 fucking tables, your groomsmen got to help out.
I'll come help out, take some of your drinks.
Oh, I'm not.
You guys aren't doing that?
We're not doing that shit. I've gone through that 3 times already.
Okay, so, you guys, in the 20s, whiskey was king of America. You know that, right?
We've talked about
it. Yeah. America. It was king. Everyone loved whiskey. And so vodka almost went bankrupt because no one out here was drinking it.
I wonder when bourbon was king in America.
I don't know.
Because there was a time.
Have we already talked about bourbon?
We've done bourbon, but we haven't gotten into bourbon.
Maybe I'll start re-talking about it.
I'm just thinking of old-timey movies and people are like, two bourbons and a bourbon chaser and a glass of bourbon. You know, it's like.
It wasn't until the 50s when they, late 40s, early 50s.
She hates when I get off subject.
I do when I'm doing my history lesson. It's like doing a book report to you and you're
interrupting. Pay attention in class.
Pay attention. There will be a test after this. So I'm going to quiz you. So around the late 40s and 50s, they started advertising it as it will leave you breathless. It was like the vodka's tagline because it's odorless. It's, you know, if it's really good, you can't really taste it. And you could just drink it anywhere, anytime. So if you're in church, you could sip on it. If you know you're at work, you could sip on it.
A little bit in the coffee.
A little bit in the coffee. And so after that, it blew up. And that is all I know about vodka right now.
Because everybody wants to sneak that shit.
Yup.
Usually nowadays it's just therapists and judges.
All right. You want to tell them what movie you picked?
Well, a little clarification. We were supposed to have a guest with us. Yeah. Unfortunately, there was some scheduling conflicts. He picked this movie.
He did. But I kind of wanted to do it anyway. So
yeah. So shout out to Vito and Brazen Action Design.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they could not be with us, and therefore we are drinking the Heart of Wakanda by ourselves.
Yep. Yo loss.
But that's all right. He's going to come on another day.
So we are doing Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. We're doing Black Panther, by the way. As if nobody already knew.
They're like, what is Wakanda? Where is that located?
Yeah. In case you've been living under a rock for the last, what, 2 years?
Nope. Well, I guess if you do, like, the Civil War.
Sure.
But if you, for this movie, it's legit been a year.
If you don't watch Marvel movies.
So, yeah. For a lot of people, this is the first time they saw him. So, you want me to hit you with the stats?
Give me the stats.
Okay, so.
So I can knock him out.
This movie literally almost came out a year to this day.
Oh, for real?
It came out February 16th, 2018.
What?
Yeah.
We missed it by a day.
We missed it by a day.
We got to just go till midnight now.
Okay. I don't have nothing else to do.
Got some things to
do. I know you do. So this is our newest movie we've ever done.
Yeah, we've never really done any new ones.
And the budget was $200 million.
Yes, it was.
Which in today's money, really, is just $203 million. So within a year, $3 million difference.
Fuck no. Money is going up.
And it made $1.3 billion.
That's the first time we've said
billion dollars. $1.3 billion.
It does feel very Austin Powery.
It does. I know. I put the pinky up to my face.
Let me get your evil laugh. Got a good evil laugh, people.
Thank you. Thank you. I couldn't even, when I tried to translate how much that is today, my thing was like, girl, I don't know what billion is. So I don't know what that is in today's money.
You couldn't compute?
Yeah, could not compute. And I was like, girl, I got other things to do. So I kept on trucking. So
Japanese calculator.
It's only been a year, so you know, it's about the same. Mm. So, you ready for the Rotten Tomatoes?
Sure.
Okay. Critics, 97%.
Okay.
Audience, 79%.
I'm in agreement with the audience.
Okay.
I mean,
see, I feel like... I think I would have gave it an 80.
Critics can be bought.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I would have given it an 80.
I think just because it's a Marvel movie, they gave it such a high rating. Not to say that I didn't enjoy it. I'm not saying I would have given it a 79. What would I have given it? I would have given it an 85.
Okay, see?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying like...
It was a good movie.
It was. I'm not saying that it was like the best movie of all time, but it was good. So,
Since we're in that Austin Powers... theme. Having said that, I do have some thoughts.
Do you? Do you want to tell everybody what this movie's about?
Black Panther?
Yeah. Just sum it up real quick.
Okay.
Just.
Fine. I will say that T'Challa, heir to the hidden but advanced kingdom of Wakanda, must step forward to lead his people into a new future and must confront a challenger from his country's past.
Yes, that was a good one. That you
like that? Just right off the top of my head.
Yes, people.
She calls bullshit.
I call big ass stanky bullshit.
Why is it gonna be stanky bullshit?
Because I watch you read. Okay, so you ready for the drinking game.
Oh, yes. Tell me the drinking game. Please tell me the drinking game.
I did not make it all up, but I did put in a lot of work on this one. So
I almost want to say something in regards to the drinking game and throw my 2 cents in there, but I'm not going to because it's super mean to...
I want you to wait, and then you can throw it in there. And I want to know if yours is what some other of these drinking games. I was like, that's mean. I don't want to put that as a...
Oh, damn. Are they being mean to mm-hmm. Black Panther?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As a drinking game.
As like, a drinking game. Okay.
It's messed up. Okay. So, you take one drink when...
Listen to you.
I'm trying.
I'm trying not to. I apologize in advance, people, if I do a fucked up accent.
My accent sucks, but I am working on it so I can be in Black Panther 2. So we need...
You're so down to shave your head.
I am. I'm already so close. So when T'Challa or King or Black Panther is said, you take a drink.
King T'Challa. The Black Panther.
Check.
You take one drink when the suit does its energy blast.
Delete that footage.
So you see.
You did not say how hard to hit it. You just said to hit it.
You see. You take one drink when you see the heart-shaped herb. Okay. You, right?
We'll get to it.
Do you have a line to go with that?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's something about that herb.
Okay. That purple herb. So, so you take a drink when someone makes the X with their arms.
Okay.
Okay. You take one drink when the princess or queen mother is said.
That's not my name, princess.
You take one drink when someone says, Wakanda forever.
None of them say it like that.
I know.
We gotta work on your war cry.
I didn't want to blow. I know how I get when I get really excited.
Okay,
so
you're right.
I'm pulling back because there's mics in front of me. I know.
How you like our new mics?
I love our new mic. We got new mic stands, you guys.
We're working on some things.
Yeah. Okay. You finish your drink.
When Zenobia laughs because she cannot pronounce the word.
I know I cannot. What is the sister's name? Can you tell me if I'm saying it right?
I'll tell you if you're saying it right.
Shura? It's S-H-U-R-I.
I don't know. I got to find her.
Shura? Anyway.
A little while.
So when you find... When Shura? I hate saying fucking names, you guys. It's like my fucking kryptonite. Okay. When she shows him his suit. So the part that you're talking about where she's like...
Shuri.
Well, so you take one drink when Shuri...
Shuri.
You kind of got to
roll that R Shuri. A little bit.
Okay. When Shuri, you finish your drink.
It's weird because the it's not like, it's spelled S-H-U-R-I, but the H is there, but it's very silent.
I don't know.
It's like, Shuri.
Okay. So when Shuri shows him his new suit, the part where you're talking about it, she's like, go ahead, kick it. Don't you kick it that hard. I let you into my lab and you just kick things. I love it. She is. I love it. And you finish your drink when Killmonger dies.
Why you gotta give away the movie?
If you're listening to this, we gonna give
Everybody's
it away.
Everybody's seen the damn movie.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't, it's on Netflix. Go get it.
I finished my drink when Killmonger died.
Oh, don't you be mean. Don't you be mean. So,
ain't nobody being mean. Who's being mean?
Can I give you a little history about the Black Panther?
Yeah, go for it.
I had to do some digging, you guys. I am not a comic book nerd fan person.
Okay.
In this world of Marvel and DC and shit, I'm not that. I do enjoy them, but I don't know all the like history and lineage.
Gotcha.
So I did.
That's kind of where I'm at with it too.
Yeah. So I did a little. So we're gonna learn a little bit about him. Okay. So Black Panther was created in July 1966 by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby.
Rest in peace, Mr. Yes. Stan Lee.
And this was 2 months before the founding of the Black Panther Party.
Oh, wow.
Was founded. So a lot of people believe that Black Panther was named after the Black Panther Party in Oakland, California. But
yeah,
it is not.
Okay.
I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, Stan Lee or someone had a friend who had a panther as like a pet and was like, that's cool. That is one of the rumors I heard. So I don't know.
That's a little interesting. And I kind of want to call bullshit.
I just said it was
too coincidental.
I know. But
of the time as well as the location.
So you're saying that you want to call bullshit on it being named after the Black Panther Party? Or the guy had a panther?
Yes. I feel like they can't do that. They can't say that it was 2 months before... Wait, before the Black Panther Party? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
As well as set in Oakland.
I don't think that is set in Oakland.
Originally in the 60s?
Originally.
Okay.
I believe that's because our director is from there.
Okay.
That is just kind of
what
I get.
That changes things. Okay.
Because there is one where he's in Harlem, and he's like kicking ass in Harlem, I heard.
Okay.
So he does go around...
Drop me off in Harlem.
That was last week.
Yeah, good old Harlem.
I'm not even going to attempt it because hearing myself try it was like the worst thing. So a lot of people think it's named after that, but okay. They claim that it is not. So because of the Black Panther Party, they changed it to the Black Leopard.
What?
But nobody liked it, so they changed it back soon after it.
Okay, sorry people.
Sorry.
My fault. Yeah. We were trying to be politically incorrect, but
yeah.
No.
So Black Panther shows up in the first Fantastic Four issue. He shows up in one of the Fantastic Four issues.
Okay.
I think it's issue 52.
Rise of the Black Panther.
For my comic book nerds. I don't know.
All right.
But yeah, apparently that's where he shows up and he's like in 52 and 53. Those issues. Here's something that you probably might not have known, but Black Panther and Storm get married.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
I like that.
She is also from Africa.
Uh-huh.
And they get married after she helps save his family in some way. I'm not quite sure. But they get married, and...
I mean, I kind of want to see that actually fleshed out with Chadwick Boseman and Halle Berry.
It'd probably be the new girl, not the... Not the Holly
Oh,
Berry.
Yeah.
But they were at one point...
But Holly.
I know.
Okay. She's too fine.
She's just too damn fine.
In the words of Spike Lee.
So
baby, I can't put you in this movie. You're too fine.
She's too fine. So Storm and Black Panther get married after she helps him with his family. And they go on a honeymoon and they're like... They're diplomats from... Because he is the... Also a king of Wakanda. And so they go around trying to, like, you know, be diplomatic with their shit, which I think is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And this is probably back in the 60s and 70s that they're doing this. And you're like, oh, shit. Get it. Killmonger, he comes back from the dead in one of the issues.
I'll get the fuck out of here.
So there is a chance that we might see Killmonger again. He comes back and fights for the throne. I feel like it's about the same thing. Like, he fights it, he gets it, then...
Loses it again.
He loses it again. So, we'll see if he ever comes back, but that is a possibility. The first thing that I ever remember about Black Panther was I watched, like, a cartoon. I think it was on Netflix, but it was Captain America versus Black Panther. Have you heard of that?
No.
Like, I believe somebody's coming to Wakanda to fight them, and they handle it, but I think Captain America and them finally meet up, and they fight, and Black Panther beats the shit out of Captain America. I also believe that Captain America's shield is made of vibranium.
Yes, it is.
So... That is something. I don't know. I don't know any of these fun facts. Did you have... Wait, you never told me what you add to the drinking game.
No, I can't say it. It's me.
I want to know now.
Nope. Can't do it. Can't do it. Not going to do it. Not going to do it.
We celebrate. No. Okay. So that's a little bit of what I got on the comic book.
Okay. Well, since you are talking about Killmonger possibly coming back and all that... I wouldn't put it out of the question because we all know that Michael B. Jordan is Ryan Coogler's boy.
Yeah, he's his Samuel Jackson, is Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm. And Ryan Coogler is directing Black Panther 2.
What's it called?
Black Panther 2.
Creative with the names.
That's all they got for it so far.
They were Black Panther 2, The Rise of the Panther or something.
I mean, it's just, it's been announced that Black Panther 2 is in the works. And Ryan Coogler is the writer as well as the director.
That's my boy, Ryan. There are
zero cast members attached so far.
They're all coming back. That's too much of a big paycheck to not.
I mean, well, that's what happens when it's announced. That means that it's not even, the script is not done. Nothing's done yet, you know.
So when we were talking about...
He's working on Space Jam 2 right
now. Yeah! I can't wait. Do your dance at the Space Jam.
Dude, I was watching week.
Were you?
Yeah, not the LeBron James.
No, I duh.
No, the Michael Jordan.
It's Space up Jam. To you. That was one of my favorite soundtracks.
Yeah,
as a kid.
It was a damn good soundtrack.
Okay, so you know how we were talking about how Ryan maybe had decided to make... Killmonger from Oakland, because that is where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
There was another thing that he changed in the original story for this.
Okay.
So the Gorilla City was originally set to be in a rainforest, but Ryan felt that that was too obvious, so he suggested that they be set in a snow-covered mountain. Shut up or I feed you to my kids.
One more word and I will feed you to my children.
I'm kidding.
Let me just say right here and now.
We're vegetarians. But they're not.
M'Baku is my favorite character.
I love M'Baku.
Entire movie is my favorite.
He is so fine.
Oh, God. Of course you think he's fine.
Funny.
He's hilarious.
I like his accent probably the most.
Yeah.
And
like he can get loud and scary as fuck. Yeah. But at the same time when he's talking very subtle. He's like, you cannot talk. One more word and I will feed you to my children. I'm kidding. We are only vegetarians.
As they sit there covered in fur. And dude. He talks about how his person brought...
It was a fisherman.
It was a fisherman who brought him. So that was
it's
also...
It's all jokes.
It's all jokes. I like when he's like... Are you done? Are you done? I mean, like, are you done? He's so funny.
He's really good.
So, are we starting him?
No, we're not starting with him.
Okay, okay.
I mean, normally we start with the director, and we were already on the director.
Yeah.
So, Ryan Coogler.
Coogler.
You know, born and raised in Compton. What? Just kidding.
You guys should have seen the death stare I gave him.
In the Bay.
He's a Bay boy from Oaktown.
Yeah, he came to L.A. to go to college. At the University of Spoiled Children, a.k.a. USC. Well, I'm not saying he was. I'm saying that is their other name.
Go Trojans.
Go Trojans, exactly. Go Trojans for a whole lot of rich people.
Well, where am I? Oh, he played football on a scholarship.
To USC?
To St. Mary's College.
Oh, yeah.
Then he transferred to Sacramento State. Yeah, go Hornets. And then I believe he
The Hornets are from Charlotte. What?
That's not what it looked like when I looked it up.
I'm kidding. This is NBA.
I was like, I know I made sure because I was like, I have family that go there. And I wasn't sure. So I wanted to make sure that it was correct. But yes, go Hornets.
I got you.
So, and then he went to UCLA. Is that when he went?
Never went to
UCLA. I mean, USC?
USC.
Trojans. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. He went to grad school at USC.
Oh, that's what it is.
The School of Cinematic Arts.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Arguably the best school you can go to if you want to be a filmmaker.
Yep. So don't hate on him from going there.
No, I'm not hating on him.
I spent many of good partying. Spent tonight in many of dorm rooms. I did not go there, but I had friends there. No, not like that. Like... No. Got drunk and passed out in their dorm.
Yeah, I wanted to give you the opportunity to clarify.
Yeah.
That.
My daddy listens to this. Don't you be making me sound bad.
I'm, Mr. Bracey, I'm trying to defend her here.
I never had sex at USC.
Or in the champagne room.
Or there's no sex in the champagne room.
No sex in the champagne room.
Oh my God, I haven't heard this in so long.
No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. Also, fellas, do not get in a fight in the club because somebody smudged your Puma. Nobody wears Pumas anymore.
I don't know. Somebody might.
Somebody might.
Yeah.
I just like Chris Rock. Let it slide. Okay, Ryan Coogler. Ryan Coogler. So he is one of those, we kind of call him lottery winner directors, where he shot up like a shooting star straight out of college.
Straight out of college. With this brother named Ice Cube. Sorry. He set me up.
So he partnered with Forrest Whitaker to create Fruitvale Station.
Which is, I kind of wish that we would have picked up since it is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
And I was living out there at that time. So I was totally there. Yeah. And just, he did such a good job.
So that was where he met Forrest Whitaker. That is where he met Michael B. Jordan.
Yep.
The movie received a whole lot of attention, a whole lot of accolades and things.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. Yeah, I really did. And ever since then, he has just been climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing.
Well, that Creed put him over the edge.
Yeah,
well,
right after that, he approached Stallone. Like, Coogler is, I don't know much about his personality, but the man is not afraid to reach out to people that he does not know and that seem out of reach to anybody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, a director straight out of college would not normally reach out to Sylvester Stallone and say, hey, I've got a take on Rocky. I'd like to talk to you about it.
I don't know. I feel like he is a person that you would because he started from the bottom.
Agreed.
So he knows what it's like to be a struggling and be like, yo, let me just... So
I absolutely agree.
I feel like he is a good one to...
That being said, this sort of thing does not happen is what I'm saying.
Because people are afraid to ask.
Absolutely. Like I said, man's ballsy.
Yeah.
He's not afraid to approach people and talk to them. And he's a go-getter, you might say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like him.
And I'm assuming that he's very confident because nobody else, especially straight out of college, would attempt these type of movies that he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, I bet he was sitting on that Creed idea for a long time.
Sure.
He was like, God, we need to dip into Apollo Creed, man. I mean, we've already did Rocky's whole ass fucking life.
Uh-huh.
And that's just smart. And they're good movies.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. I agree. So, yeah, from Fruitvale, he went straight into Creed. From Creed, he went right into Black Panther. Now, he did not direct Creed 2.
No.
He's a exec producer on it. Now he's going into Space Jam, and right after that, he's doing Black Panther 2. That's his filmography. You know, it's not long.
It's not, but they're all bangers.
They're all just right out of the fucking gate.
They're all bangers. That's what I call them.
Mm-hmm. You want to jump into the white people?
I love white people. So there's only two.
There's only two.
I don't have any fun facts on them.
You don't have any fun facts on them?
No, that's not true. Go ahead. Just start.
Okay.
I have one fun fact.
Let me guess. Martin Freeman.
Yeah. Right? That's the agent, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He said, somebody asked him in an interview, like, what was it like being one of the only or the only white person on set?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, probably feels a lot like what black people feel every day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I saw that. I was like, you are so right, man. I'm glad you took that away from that good situation.
So, before he did Black Panther, he played Bilbo in The Hobbit trilogy. Or
no, not...
Not even Bilbo? Trilogy. That's four of them.
Oh, yeah. Because he's in The Hobbit, too, huh?
Well, I mean, there's three books, and then they split the last book into two movies. Oh, two so movies. There's four freaking movies because they wanted their extra money. They could have easily put it into one movie.
I know. They did that to me with my Hunger Games.
I hate when they do that stuff, you know. But in this, he plays Agent Ross. I liked him.
I liked him too.
I thought he was good.
Colonizer.
Don't scare me like that, colonizer.
He's like, what? How long have I been here?
Yesterday. When was Korea? Yesterday. No. Bullet wounds don't heal that quickly.
They do here. She is awesome. She's supposed to be 16, too.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. She's... In the comic book, anyway.
Oh, okay. She definitely looks 16.
She looks young as fuck. I don't know.
I don't know how old she actually is, but
she's bomb.
She plays 16, so I'd probably say she's 24.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know how Hollywood is.
You know how black people are. We look 16
year old can't play 16 because they don't have the mental capacity to play 16.
And they don't want you to play 16 because then they got to hire people to tutor you and shit.
Uh huh. You're limited on time, mm-hmm. all that stuff.
That's why they use twins a lot, y'all.
Mm hmm. So. I find it interesting that the two white guys in this movie were both in the Lord of the Rings movies.
Wait, the other guy's in it?
It's Andy Serkis.
Who does he play?
He plays Cross, or Kloss, how do you say his name? You're just happy that I fucked up on somebody's name.
I am, because literally I was having anxiety on the way here, thinking about all these things that he was going to have to say.
Claw. It's just Claw. It's like Claude without the D.
Claude! That's right.
Andy Serkis plays Claw, the dude without that's missing an arm.
Yeah, I know who. Yeah,
you know who he is in the Lord of the Rings, don't you?
I just know that he's Caesar.
He's Caesar.
But I don't remember him.
He's Gollum, dude.
Oh!
That's where he started.
That's him, he's Gollum. Oh, he's in the suit.
Yes.
My precious. How am I supposed to fucking know what the dude looks like when he's
all
seen?
I don't know, do a damn good accent.
My precious.
All right, creepy. Stop it.
Will we ever do any of those?
No. I'm more telling you, don't do that voice because it's creeping me out in my head voice.
Jason.
I got my headphones in. I can hear that shit.
Jason. Okay, so will we ever do Lord of the Rings?
I mean,
not all of them, but I mean, maybe all of them.
I love the Lord of the Rings books.
Okay.
It was one of the only books that I ever finished.
Oh, so if we did do them, you would know the book history and I would not.
I would know the book history.
Because I have not read that because I am not a nerd. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking people out there.
But yes, Andy Serkis.
Gollum.
He is Gollum. He is Caesar in the Planet of the Apes.
That's
he
what I know.
Just directed Mowgli. On Netflix.
That was his.
Ooh. And I liked it.
We watched it together, remember?
It was awesome.
That was so good.
Arguably better than the Jungle Book.
Oh, it was way better than the live action Jungle Book.
Uh-huh.
Quick question. Because you know that I got to bring him up once an episode.
Okay.
How do you feel about Will Smith as the genie? Have you seen him?
I've seen the trailer and so far I'm upset.
Okay. I mean, I'm not upset with him. I'm upset with the CGI. I feel like they gave him like a little pot belly and his head looks weird. Like he looks weird. But I don't think that he's going to do a bad job. I think that he's just going to look weird.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the pot belly if that's the route that he wanted to go. I mean, it's Will Smith. He can do whatever he wants. If he says, I don't want to look fat in this, then they'll make him not.
Well, I wish they didn't because he looks weird.
I wish they didn't too, but maybe that was his choice.
Don't you put this evil on Will Smith.
All I'm saying is if Will Smith doesn't want a pot belly,
mm-hmm.
he's not going to have one.
I know.
Plain and simple.
He's Will Smith.
Exactly.
Will, motherfucker.
He will tell the director, I don't agree with that, and I'm not putting on weight, and you're not adding fat to my belly, because I'm a sex symbol, and I'm doing these movies next.
He didn't get fat, but they added fat on him.
Sure.
Because I watch his channel all the time. He's not fat.
Will Smith approved of that stuff.
All right.
That being said.
Let's move on. I'm sorry. I just had to throw that out there.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to see, because you made that weird face. I don't want to hear it.
I'm not happy with the trailer so far.
I'm not happy with the trailer either, but for other reasons. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's all my white people.
The white people are done. And it was really fun. That was pretty good.
That actually was pretty good. And I love both of these guys, Martin Freeman and Andy Serkis. They both did great in this. They're fucking fantastic actors.
I don't see too many white people with the name Freeman. being that is probably the first Black American last name.
Oh, okay.
Being once men were free, they would just put their last name as Free Man.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of cool that he has.
Interesting.
That.
Yeah. That's cool. I mean, he is British, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how Martin got that Freeman name.
I don't know. I'm Freeman. My mom's main name is Freeman.
You related to Morgan?
That's what my grandmother says, but she lies sometimes, so I don't know.
Why do grandmas lie so much?
I don't know, man. At least our grandmothers.
Dude, once they get to a certain point, they lie.
Well, I can't
fact,
wait.
I can't even say that because I can remember her lying when I was like 5.
I just can't wait to be old and just lie to people and be mm-hmm. like, yeah, one day I was Miss America. Your grandmother told me that she used to be one of the mermaids at Disneyland.
She's so full of shit.
Just swam around. It's like, really? You?
Oh, my goodness. I'm not saying she couldn't have been. I'm saying that she wasn't.
I'm just saying there's no proof.
There's a whole lot of no proof going on there.
All right. So who's next?
I mean, shit. This is such a long list.
I know. So let's hit them quick. Because, like you said, it's such a long
okay. list. Have we talked about Forrest Whitaker before? I want to say that we have.
Nope.
We haven't.
He hasn't been in anything.
Really?
No.
Okay. Well then, Oscar winner.
Yeah.
Forrest Whitaker.
Mm-hmm.
Plays Zooty.
Whoever played young Zooty,
uh-huh.
on point.
Yes.
Had the lazy eye and everything.
Had the lazy eye and everything. Young Zuri was on it. And I don't know who played him.
But he did a good job.
Yes, he did. Especially working off of Sterling K. Brown. Man.
Who also did a very good job. What? What?
You want to know why young Zuri looks so good?
Is it Morgan Freeman's... Not Morgan Freeman.
No, his name is Denzel Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker's son?
I think it's Forrest Whitaker's son.
They just have lazy eyes together? That's like
maybe.
A...
Maybe. I'm fact-checking this right now. He was like, pause, people.
I'm going to name you after another great actor. Denzel Whitaker. That's a very regal name.
It really is. I'm going to find out. Well, you keep going because I'm going to find out.
I don't really have anything on Forrest Whitaker, but the first time that I remember seeing him is in Fast. Well, the first probably thing that he was big in was Fast Time in Ridgemont High, played the football player,
mm-hmm.
and like his little brother, the Spicoli. They stole his car, and they go, and they crashed it, and told him it was the other team.
This dude is Forrest Whitaker's lost son. So let me break it down for you, okay? So
I am so interested.
First and foremost, he is named after Denzel Washington.
Called it. I did.
And he got the opportunity to work with him both on The Great Debaters.
That is where I know him from.
As well as Training Day.
I don't remember in Training Day. Yeah. But and I do remember him in The Great Debaters. You're right.
Okay. So he is often mistaken as Forrest Whitaker's son. Because his last name is Whitaker, obviously.
Is it really Whitaker? Or he was just like, I'm about to piggyback on the back of this shit.
His parents are Dale and...
Forrest.
Yonalanda Whitaker. And Forrest Whitaker played his father in The Great Debaters. And then he played Forrest Whitaker in Black Panther.
He just looks...
He looks too much like him.
He looks a lot like him more now than in the
He's
Great Debaters.
I don't know if they like if he made his eye lazy like that or
how
what.
You make your eye lazy.
He's kind of a handsome dude.
No, he totally is. I just remember as the little kid of The Great Debaters.
Okay.
With his little chubby cheeks.
I mean, you can make your eye lazy. It's not hard.
I don't know. My eyes get lazy the more I drink.
Well, Forrest Whitaker plays Zuri. What did you think? I liked his accent.
Uh-huh.
I thought he did a great job with that. And it's Forrest Whitaker. He doesn't turn in a bad audition. Performance. Minor auditions. His or performances. I turned in a good audition today.
He does not. I do feel like his accent was not as good as in The Last King of Scotland.
Okay.
I feel like his accent.
I mean, he won the Oscar for.
He was portraying someone.
A specific person rather than creating. But yeah. That being said, what's the language of Wakanda? Because when he is speaking that, he is able to like throw those words out there very well. And like there's parts where he's like smacking his lips and rolling right into a phrase, and he does that shit like no joke.
Well, the Wakanda comes from I'm sorry, people of this whole nation. Wakamba.
Uh-huh.
They come from the Wakamba tribe from Kenya.
Okay.
And they're also known as the Kimba. And I believe that some of the dialect that they use is Swahili, and some of it's from like Kenya.
I got you.
It's like a mixture of some stuff. But they are really speaking a language.
Okay. What's your favorite Forrest Whitaker movie?
Forrest
Whitaker. And don't say Bloodsport.
Why, is that yours?
No. That's one of his first movies.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Forrest Whitaker.
I will say I loved him in The Butler.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He goes from young all the way to mm-hmm. very, very old. Him and Oprah. Dude, he's damn good in that one. And he doesn't... There's only one time in the whole movie where he explodes. And it's when his son is back home visiting with his girlfriend, and they're being completely disrespectful and just these little, like... they're just being little assholes. Especially this entitled little girlfriend that he's brought in.
Mm.
This activist girlfriend. And he's polite about it at first. He, like, folds his hands on the table and is like, y'all need to go. He's like, he's smiling through his teeth and like, no, you need to go. And they're like, what? And then he just gets off on him. He's like, get the fuck out of my house. He doesn't cuss, but still.
He should have.
He didn't have to. He's Forrest Whitaker. He kills it.
I do like The Last King of Scotland and Butler.
I've never seen The Last King of Scotland.
It's pretty good.
You still trying to figure out what your favorite
movie is? I am. There's so many, I don't know what to say.
What's the first one that comes to your brain?
The great
debaters?
The masturbators.
Is that a spoof?
Yeah, it's the porn one version. You know. How about Battlefield Earth? I'm just fucking with you guys. Fuck that Scientology shit, but that was funny. I don't know. He's just so... Everything he's in, he just makes it work.
He really does.
I don't know. So, yeah. I like him in The Great Debaters because he's like the dad and he's good.
Okay, here's a better question. What's your favorite Angela Bassett movie? Because we're talking about her now.
What's love got to do? Got to do with it. What's love but a second-hand emotion? I feel like I haven't sang all episode.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with you. That was her best performance.
She played the great Tina Turner,
she did so great.
Definitely so going to be doing. Great. We're definitely going to be doing for Biography Month.
Okay.
Because who doesn't love that fucking movie? Uh-huh. And you get.
And if you haven't seen it, people, you need to.
You better ask somebody.
Her and Lawrence Fishburne kill it in that movie.
They do.
Oh my God.
They do. Even though they don't.
Yeah, you wrote the song and you can't remember the motherfucking words.
Eat the cake, Annie Mae.
Eat the cake, Annie Mae.
I also love American Horror Story, which I've mentioned on the show that she's on, and she's been on quite a few seasons of that. She'd be killing it. She's sexy as fuck.
Like, yeah.
She definitely has to be a vampire.
Yeah, she's 60, I want to say.
She was born in 58.
58.
So, yeah.
Yeah, she's 61.
Uh-huh.
Dude.
She'd be killing it. I like her in Jump the Broom.
I'd jump a broom with that 61.
I jumped the broom with her too. She fine. She fine.
Well, in this movie, she plays Prince T'Challa's mom.
Queen Mother.
Queen Mother. Ramonda. Or as Michael B. Jordan likes to say, hey, Auntie.
Hey, Auntie.
Hey, Auntie.
I just love him so much. Michael B. I'm sorry, but we're not talking about Michael B. right now.
Yet. We'll get there.
We're talking to his auntie.
Auntie Angela. Dude.
I got a question.
I'm not going to lie. She's sexy as hell, but she scares me.
In this movie?
Or in just general? In her performances.
Nah, that's what makes her like more attractive to her.
I would
her.
Not
like,
want to fuck with her.
I'd want to learn from her. So, I got a question. When Killmonger is left behind, does Queen Mother know?
No.
Does she know she has a nephew?
Only... That's an interesting chink in the armor.
I don't think she knows. Because
he is part American. Therefore, it was not from... His mother was not of Wakanda.
But he still has got the tat on the lip.
Yeah. And they talk about that in the movie. Mm-hmm. And Sterling K. Brown divulges why and when he gave him that mark on his lip.
Yeah.
The war dog symbol.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that...
I don't think she knew because...
She knew.
When he comes in... She's like, there's no way you could be the prince. No. And he has to show him the ring for her to realize, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Because I was like, if she knew.
She didn't know.
I'm mad at everybody.
They kept it from everybody. Yeah. Which probably means that Prince T'Challa's father suspected his brother of foul play years before.
Well, yeah, that's why he
never
said...
mentioned to his wife that he had a son.
That's why he sent Forrest Whitaker there, because he knew he was doing dirt.
Exactly.
Okay.
So he was building a case, probably.
I still don't care. You don't leave no baby.
All the babies.
I'm just saying.
It's their...
We have nieces and nephews together, and there's no way in hell, no matter what age they are, I'm leaving them.
No.
That especially said, at that age.
He never attached himself to this boy. He never even met the boy, I don't think.
I don't care. That's a baby. You're going to leave him there to find his father dead? That's the worst thing you could possibly do.
I agree. And that's why Chadwick Boseman goes off on his father when he finds out.
Why? Yeah. Why did you leave the
boy?
You
are wrong.
All of you are wrong. To turn your backs on the rest of the world.
Why didn't you take the boy?
Yeah.
You're like,
Should have. Should have taken him. Should have raised him. Should have taught him.
Yeah.
Right? But then there would be no movie.
No, it could have been like, you know, like Thor and fucking Loki.
Where yeah,
like,
but
you
that,
don't,
they weren't
like, you don't
that
trust
movie.
Loki, but like, you could trust him because he is going to come through, but then he's going to probably like shit on you at one point.
At the same time.
I would have liked
now
that.
Now you know how it feels.
So I'm just saying.
Hulk smashed that motherfucker.
He did. Like a little rag doll.
Dude.
Can I give you a fun fact?
About Angela Bassett?
Just about the movie.
Okay.
Nothing was filmed in Africa. All of Wakanda were scenes were filmed in Georgia.
Georgia.
But they did do the Korean scenes in Korea.
The fuck?
I don't know if they went to Oakland. I didn't do too much deep digging on that, but...
No, because I'm sure they could have found some slums right there.
But But he likes to make work for his people in his city.
True, but a budget is a budget.
I know.
However, that being said, they had $200 million. I think they could have afforded to fly back home for a second.
That's what I'm saying.
So
he likes to keep some money in his Oakland people. So I would not be down on that.
You know how you said that Angela Bassett is a vampire?
Is she a vampire in Brooklyn?
Yes,
she
is.
With
Eddie
Murphy.
In that one, she was a detective. She becomes a vampire. She got bit.
She got bit.
And she's been sexy ever since.
Man.
And before, though.
I thought we said we were taking breaks from Eddie Murphy movies.
I'm sorry. You brought her up. All right, fine. Let's talk about my dude. The guy who... Okay, I can't even say it, but... Sterling K. Brown. Sterling K. Brown plays Warmonger's father.
Oh, uh-huh,
This
uh-huh,
Is
uh-huh.
Us.
Yeah.
Lead actor of This Is Us.
I know. He was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine not
he
too
was
long
on
ago.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, yes. So, I love this man.
Yeah, he's good.
I think he is a damn good actor. I think he did a great job playing a father. I think he did a hell of a job playing that Oakland gangster role of the 90s.
Yep.
And then immediately he flips the script and becomes the Wakandan prince.
Yeah.
Prince Njobu, son of Azuri.
You know what I mean?
But he wasn't wrong. He was just saying, I mean, maybe not going to war. But
his character?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
But to help and spread out to their people.
He's not wrong in wanting to do the right thing and to help people. He's wrong in his approach.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't just say, oh, you guys are being oppressed. Here's some guns. Fight back.
I know. But he knew that's if like he would giving, ask his brother, he's going to say no. He doesn't want to.
True. But you have a responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just give somebody weapons that they don't know how to use. That's like giving a teenager a Ferrari. That's the most irresponsible thing you can do. You know what I mean?
I want a Ferrari still right now.
You're not ready.
I'm a great driver. I got 4.5 stars. 4.9 stars on your Uber.
Nice.
So take that.
Personally, I think he would have made a great warmonger.
He's too old.
I don't think so.
How old is he?
I don't know.
Black don't crack.
Yeah, exactly. It actually doesn't say how old he is.
Do you know how, like, have you seen him fight in anything?
I haven't seen him fight, but that being said, Michael B. Jordan didn't do a great job with that fight choreography.
I got a fun fact.
Okay.
For you on that, I found it. I was like, you know what? I better write this shit down because he's going to be on the fights.
Uh-huh.
And I was correct. So the fighting in this movie was based on African martial arts.
Okay.
And they also credit the action scenes from Creed, the first one, and the Kingsman movies as stylish influences.
Okay.
So I don't know if that helps.
That being said, I think that...
This is your section. I don't...
The lead actors were limited in their training.
Yeah. Would you rather have a good actor or a good fighter?
I would have
fight
rather,
the Last Dragon.
As a director, I would have had them focus on their training, on their fight ability long before they even started fight choreography. Like, I know Michael B. Jordan is doing Creed and all that.
Yep.
Boxing is not the same as mixed martial arts.
No,
and
but...
you'll notice that the movements, every time that their faces are in the fight choreography... the fight is slowed down.
Yeah. You don't want to hurt them. They're worth so much money.
That's not the point. They can speed up the frames from 24 to whatever they need to.
Right.
That means that in the actual fighting, they had to go really slow in order to make the movements correct. And then they sped it up in post-production. And they sped it up and it still looks slow. They did not pay enough attention to training these actors how to do the movements.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's...
I don't know. I can't answer that. It looked fine to me, but I wasn't looking at her.
Sure.
I got a little...
And especially, you know, going from that to the Black Panthers having their masks on and these professionals doing their thing.
Oh, that's true.
You know? And in that situation, you probably slow the frames down to match.
So, Killmonger, when he breaks a spear in half when they're about to fight... he kicks it and he makes it into like a smaller weapon. That's a nod to African warrior Shaka Zulu.
Oh.
Do you know Shaka Zulu?
Yes.
For you guys who don't know, he is like the biggest military like leader in history of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
This man was a great fighter and he understood the way of fighting and how to teach people. So, like, when the Zulu tribe, they would throw their spears at people during battles. He's like, why are you throwing your weapon away?
Mm-hmm.
So he developed the shorter, like, stabbing spears, which we see. So when he does that, it's a little nod to Shaka Zulu, a real warrior.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll get to the lead actors in a little bit. Right now, we got to talk about my man. Well, technically, your man. Winston Duke. M'Baku.
M'Baku.
Head of the Jabari tribe.
I cannot wait to see him in Us.
Yeah, he's in Us. That's his newest movie coming out.
He's going to be good. He's so cute.
He is, I mean, we talked about this already, but yeah, he is my favorite character in this movie. Mm-hmm. And he did do a great job with the fight choreography.
Mm-hmm.
And his movements are different, being that he's a different tribe, being that he's a different body type, mm-hmm. and all of that. They wanted his movements more broad and more blunt force rather than smooth and swift for Chadwick Boseman.
And, you know, he shows up in the last Avengers movie, uh-huh. helping out in Wakanda fighting and shit. You're like, yeah. What are they screaming when they're like chanting when they come? He's like, Yahoo! Yahoo!
Oh, what did it say?
Yahoo!
They don't say Yahoo. What is it?
Bahoo! I don't know.
It's like, yeah, cha. Massa! Massa!
M'Baku, what are you doing here?
It's challenge day.
I insert here whatever.
I don't know what the hell.
Yeah, cool. So that I don't sound like a ridiculous. He has some of the best lines.
Yeah, he really does. He's I don't want to call him a gentle giant because the dude is dangerous.
But he is a gentle giant because when he asks them, like, you know, thank you for taking care of me. Is it cool if my mom stays here? And he's like, no harm's going to come to her.
No harm will come to her. I give you my word.
Yeah.
No harm will come to her. I give you my word.
I'm not going to let nobody come up and just kill our queen.
As for the fight, I will not sacrifice any Jabari lives for your cause.
Yeah, he's like, you know, I could use an army. He's like, yeah, I bet you could.
I bet you could.
But no, you're not getting my army.
Yeah, and he is also going to be in Avengers Endgame.
Yes.
He survived.
I can't wait.
He's one of the 50% of the galaxy that survived.
I can't wait to see how this shit is going to end. That is pretty weird.
You know what's crazy?
Hmm.
This is his first movie.
Black Panther?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He did...
I wonder I've never seen this fine ass nowhere.
Well, he's only been on a few guest stars before this. He's been on like 4 or 5 TV shows, mostly guest stars, a couple of co-stars, but that's it.
And now he's blowing it up in Marvel movies. Blowing it up
in Marvel movies. Then Jordan Peele got a look at him and said, I like that dude. I'm going to put him in something.
And he's not even, like, I don't feel like he's that tough in Us from what I see from the trailers.
Mm.
Like when they're like about to come to the door and he's like, if you don't start nothing, it won't be nothing. And like, he's totally not this dude.
Mm-hmm.
M'Baku. M'Baku. Everybody's names is so dope. Everyone in this movie is gorgeous. I'm like,
yeah,
it was a beautiful cast. Every last one of them was gorgeous. Even extras.
There were no extras in this movie. Everything was just...
They were all stars.
Dude.
Especially those badass bitches in his army. Like, they're gorgeous. And I do love, like, I don't know if they meant to do it or not, but I like the symbolism of, like, you have the Black Panther who's the king, who is the leader, but he can only lead because his army of women allow him to do that. They protect him. They protect Wakanda. And, you know...
I have a theory on this. I think because this is in the heart of Africa, I think that they chose to have the women warriors and the main fighters. You notice that there are no other
men warriors, in the comic book, really. That's how his army is.
Okay, well, I'm associating this with the pride of a lions.
Yeah.
Where there is one male lion
and the
lionesses mm-hmm. are...
They're the hunters.
They're the hunters, exactly. They're the fighters.
Yeah, that could be true.
So it's an interesting comparison.
In the comic
book, that's kind of what I see when I watch this movie.
There is a spinoff comic book I heard about that has two, I don't think it's any of these women warriors, but two rim warriors go off to do some stuff, and they find that, you know, they love their king and their country, but they also love each other. So it seemed like they have like a lesbianic relationship, and they have to like fight or whatever. That's pretty cool. I was like, all right, all right.
So you know how we were saying that Letitia Wright, who plays Princess Suri, is she plays 16, but she's probably like old as hell.
How old is she?
She's 25.
All right, not too old as hell.
No, she's not too old, and at 25, shit, I could play 16 as well. There was a time. But is she your favorite character in this?
She's close. She is close.
She is close.
She has all the good lines.
Uh-huh.
Like, one of her first lines is, did he choke? Huh. Right?
Did he freeze?
Oh, did he freeze?
He's like an antelope.
She, like, flips him off. She's like,
did he freeze?
Like an antelope in headlights.
Are you finished?
Sorry, mother. Or, you know, where she's like, does anybody want to challenge him? And she raises her hand. She's like,
yeah, she's so cute.
This corset, is very uncomfortable.
No. So can we all just wrap it up?
Wrap it up. Yeah, she's funny.
She's really funny and so adorable in her personality.
Yeah.
I want to see her in other things to see if that's her natural personality or if that's just something that she created.
She's just so cute. Can I give you a fun fact?
Sure.
About something she does?
Yes.
So the self-lacing sneakers.
Sneakers.
They're from Back to the Future 2, 1989 movie.
No shit.
That's what she was talking about, that said that she was inspired by the old movies that her dad used to watch.
I love it.
So, yeah, which I, when she said that, I'm like, what movie is she talking about? Like, it just didn't click. Mm-hmm. And so she does make the updated version of that and calls them sneakers. Because you sneak. Never
what
mind.
What are those?
What are those?
Yeah. You're letting your toes out in my
laboratory. Laboratory. Is that what she says? In my lab.
I wanted to go old school for my first day.
Oh, I bet the ancestors love that.
Stop it.
Yeah, so
I love the way they play off of each other. Mm-hmm. They really do seem like brother and sister.
Yeah, that's why
I feel like they had such a great childhood growing up.
Yeah, and I like that she's, you know, she's part of it, but not a part of it. Like, she doesn't fight until really towards the end. Mm-hmm. But, like, when they go to, Korea?
Yeah, she wants to help, but she doesn't put herself in, they don't allow her to put herself in harm's way.
Until the end where she's like, bitch, I got, everybody's fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I love it. She's just sitting in her lab waiting, and then the car shows up, and she's like, yes! And she's like, oh, do they drive on the right or the left? He's like, who cares, just go.
I wonder if she got discovered the same way as Daniel Kaluuya from Black Mirror.
Is she in Black Mirror?
She did an episode of Black Mirror, same as he did.
I'm going to have to find that episode. Yeah. I love Black Mirror.
Do you?
It's like a modern day Twilight Zone.
I thought it was good. I'm not a huge fan of it, but she is in the Black Museum episode of season 4, episode 6.
Okay, I haven't got to season 4 yet, but I'm going to have to watch that.
Okay, so if you want to see the lovely Letitia.
Wait, so does that mean she's from, is she from England?
She is British, yes. She is British and Guyanese.
Don't look at me.
I don't know.
Don't you look at me. I don't know what the hell.
Sorry to the Guyanese people. I don't know where you're located.
No. But I do want to give a shout out to our Kenya people because we do got some people out there listening to us.
Do we?
Yeah.
Nice.
Burr, burr, burr.
Especially with this one. We got some Kenyans in this movie.
Yes.
You know, in the story.
And in the cast.
Yeah. And so, well, since we're talking about Black Mirror, let's talk about Daniel.
Let's do it.
Daniel Kaluuya.
AKA the Get Out guy.
Dude, he the Get Out guy. Before that, he was known as the Black Mirror guy.
The Black Mirror guy.
Have you guys seen this episode of Black
Mirror? Have you seen that ever?
I have seen his episode of Black Mirror. He did a fantastic job.
He did. And he barely says anything in that whole episode.
I don't know why I hesitated. He did a fucking great job.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I like Black Mirror.
And
it's like
from there, you know, he just...
cool modern day technology Twilight Zone.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That being said, I'm not a huge Twilight Zone fan.
I know you're not.
It's not my thing.
But it is amazing. You got to at least recognize that it was before its time.
Word.
You better recognize it. I'm going to put this fist in your eye. Mm-hmm. And you
that
say
same
no.
Same motherfuckers bringing knuckles to your eye.
And if you say no, I'm going to tell you
I got Outkast lyrics in my head now.
Kiss my entire ass.
Yes. I love saying shit like that. You some sweet, smart motherfucker, sugar.
Yeah.
But yeah, ever since he did that episode, dude, that's all it took. One guest star. Not even a guest star because it was one episode. So he was a co-star. Well, no, it was a guest star.
Well, there's no regulars on that show.
There's no regulars on that show. So he had his episode and he did a great job. And since then, he's just been going nuts.
Did you watch the Bandersnatch?
I did not watch the Bandersnatch. I don't
I mean,
know
he's not in
what
that.
The hell that is.
Black Mirror Bandersnatch.
Okay.
That's a pick your own adventure movie.
Okay.
It's on Netflix.
I don't know.
You get to pick like what the person in the story does. So there's multiple endings.
Okay.
It's cool. Anyway.
Well, that's not to say that he didn't do movies before Black Mirror. Like he was in Kick-Ass 2 before Black Mirror.
He
plays Black Death.
Oh, of course.
Not a huge role, but, you know.
He's black.
Yeah. he's also in Sicario with Benicio Del Toro. Did you see that movie?
Mm-mm.
Dude. That's they just made a part 2. That shit was interesting, to say the least. Dark. Dark as shit with that one. But we can get into the ladies if you want.
Hey, ladies. Oh,
actually, we already started, but we can keep going with it, is what I mean.
Who are we going with?
Michonne. Your girl Michonne?
You can't call her that.
Why? I love Walking Dead.
I love Walking Dead, too, but that's because no one knows her name, and we always call her Michonne.
Okay. Well, in this movie, she plays Okie, or some version of that. Okoye.
Okoye. There Okoye. You go.
That's what it is. Who are you taking with you to Korea?
Okoye.
Okoye. And Nakia as well.
Nakia. Look at you. She's gorgeous.
Yes.
If you don't watch fucking
Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead, you better, because she's the shit in it. I've been her for Halloween one year.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Had the dreads and the vest, the sword.
You had the sword?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Look at
all there. Bloody. I was her.
Okay.
So she is the head of security or of the army.
Yes.
For Wakanda. And she is so sweet. Like, I love when she calls them and she's like, my king and my love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some fool over here with a dead body of some white man. Like, you know, but first she's...
But she's so badass.
She is.
Would you kill me, my love, for Wakanda?
Without question.
And he knows that.
Yeah. That's she's why... like, I'm not fighting this bitch. I'm Stedman Graham in this relationship.
So, what's her real name?
Okoye.
Okoye?
No, her real name is, I don't know how to pronounce it, but Denai?
Denai Gurira. I'm not even going to try.
Gurira.
So, Michonne, she was born in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
She was raised in her family's native land, Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, yeah.
And from the ages of 5 to 18, that's where she lived until she moved back to the U.S. for college, where she went to the Tisch School of the Arts.
Oh, she went to Tisch?
Mm-hmm. What? In New York City. So she is a trained woman.
Nice.
I think that's also... When she does The Walking Dead, we see so much of the great choreography that she does, which I feel like hers was pretty flawless. But that's mainly because she spent the past like 6 years fighting.
Yes.
So I get that. She is a smart ass bitch. She can speak 4 different languages. 4. Some of these languages, I don't even know what they are.
How do you say them?
So she can speak English. French, Shonen, Shond,
Shandi.
She could speak Shandi and basic Zahosa. X-H-O-S-A.
I don't know.
I told you. I didn't know any of these. Okay. Well, she speaks that too. But in Shaharna? What was that one?
It's so great watching you fuck
up. I fucking hate this, you guys. This is like the worst thing ever is saying people's names.
Oprah wouldn't fuck up. Come on.
I know.
Get it together.
And I hate when people fuck up my name. That's why I think I take it so hard is because I hate when people mess up my name. Mm-hmm. You know. Anyway, what was that language again? Shandi?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, she speaks that, and her name in Shandi means loving each other. Mm. She seems like a loving lady.
We could love each other.
I love her. I love her. Damn!
She's sexy.
She's really hot.
Yeah, she's...
She rocks that short hair so fucking well.
Uh-huh.
I love when she puts the wig on and she's just like, I can't wait till this mission's over so I can take
that shit off. Just whip it back and forth.
She's like, what?
I whip my hair back and forth.
That's so funny. She just not about it.
Mm-hmm. I gotta say though, Lupita Nyong'o also did a hell of a job with her fight choreography.
She did.
And she's the next person that we're talking about. She's talking about these sexy women. Oh my
God. Sexy cast. This is probably the sexiest cast we've ever talked about.
I agree.
Everyone, I remember going to the movies to see this last year with my entire family, including my parents, my aunts, my uncles, and my cousins and nieces and nephews.
I was watching it again today. Actually, I think I watched it like 2 or 3 times today.
There was about 20.
It was like playing in the background. Now that I know that Letitia is 25, I don't feel bad about thinking how cute she is. She's like, cute. Damn, she cute.
But yeah, so thinking back to like how we were watching it in the theater that was packed, I just remember thinking like, God, everyone is so beautiful. Everyone's skin is flawless. Mm-hmm. Like everyone is just it's so many different shades of black and gorgeousness. It's just, even the white guys are cute. So.
I don't know about that.
I mean, they're not the worst. They're good. They're such great actors. You know, sometimes your talent overrides your looks.
I can't wait till that happens.
But you're cute, though. So you should be able to have both.
Yeah, somebody give me that opportunity. Come on now.
All right. So we're talking about Lupita.
Yes.
Say her last name.
Nyong'o.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Yes.
That was pretty good.
Oscar winning Lupita Nyong'o.
You know why that's her name?
Why?
Because she was born in Mexico City.
Yes, she was.
And her parents decided that they were going to name her a custom name of where she was born. And so her name is Lupita, the only black one I've ever heard of. And after she was about 1.5 years, they moved back to Africa. Mm. And it's where she was raised. And then she graduated from Yale of drama. Go Bulldogs I guess. I didn't know they were Bulldogs. And is the first Kenyan to win an Oscar ever.
Is she?
Yes.
Okay.
For 12 Years a Slave in 2014.
Well, your girl's going to be in Us also.
Yes. Her and my man, Mumbaku, they about to run from themselves. I don't know. It looks so cool. I can't wait.
I don't like scary movies, but I might actually go to
the theater. You are definitely going to go see that. Black actors, man.
I might go see this in the theater.
Black actors. Yeah, you got to support.
I agree. rhetorical question, but I'm assuming you saw 12 Years a Slave.
Yes. Of course I did. To be honest with you,
good.
That movie was, it was hard to watch. But the hardest part
was
her.
Yes.
Especially the scene when she comes and she's just like, why? You know, I stink. I just want to.
Yeah. When she just they take won't a give shower. Me soap or anything. I can't wash anything. Yeah.
And I'm getting raped nonstop. Uh-huh. You know, you treat me like shit, but kind of good shit. But then everybody treats me like shit because they think that I'm just getting perks because I'm fucking you. But I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, I can't even leave. You know, you whip me. Like her speech there is just. And when they're whipping her, like, I really wanted to just get up and go. Like, it was just too...
It's fucking it's too painful. Much.
So when she won, I was like, yeah, because you evoke something that it's hard to watch. I don't know if it's hard to watch because we are people of color, but feel
so much that they couldn't bear it. Yeah. That's a hard fucking thing to do.
Because I don't know if it was hard for us because we're people of color, but like if it's hard for when white people look at it, if they're just like,
I don't know.
Wow, that is just so crazy.
Or, I mean, as much as we joke around, I'm not actually black. And at the same time,
he is a person of color though.
Yeah, I am Hispanic, but I associate more. I mean, I guess I could put myself being raised in the life that I was in a black man's shoes better than I can a Hispanic man's. Mm. And maybe that's why I feel for her so much. I don't know. But
I think that if it was any woman, we'd feel for her.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter really. Even if it was a white woman, we'd still be like, dang, you can't, you won't even let her shower? Like, that's the bare minimum.
No. Not only that, just watching her from an actor's perspective.
Yeah, and she came out of nowhere. We had no clue who this bitch was. Mm-hmm. And she killed it, knocked out of the park, first try.
You got me getting all emotional. I know.
Well, it's Black History Month. We got to talk about it. We have to talk about where we came from so we don't go back to where that was. Even though it feels like we're making a U-turn right now in this political time.
Yeah, don't get me started on that shit.
We ain't going back. So yeah, I love her. She's gorgeous. She has the most perfect skin in the whole world.
Dude, she got those cheekbones.
Oh my gosh, she's so gorgeous.
Hey, and she bulked up for this movie.
Yeah, she has
to see when she's
she's a spy, so she has to be like, you know, fit.
Yeah, not only that, she is like having her confrontation with Danai.
Mm-hmm.
Michonne.
Mm-hmm.
Okoye,
where she's like, you know, yeah, you gonna come with us?
Yeah, exactly. She's like, he killed Prince T'Challa, and she's like, I'm loyal to the throne no matter who's on it. She's walking away, and dude, she got them shoulders, and you know what she looks like?
Mm.
She looks like Angela Bassett when she's walking away in What's Love Got to Do with It. She's just
sexy as Angela. And her.
And at the same time, she's got that figure walking
her
away.
Her gray dreads. Time,
I'm like, damn, you got those shoulders, but ooh.
If we're going to talk about Angela Bassett real quick, those gray dreads were the shit.
Yes.
She looked gorgeous. It didn't even make her look older. It made her look younger. Like, oh, girl, how you doing that? She was amazing. But yeah, go back to that. I just want to throw that out of there before I forgot.
But I think that she specifically did that for this role. Mm-hmm. I think that she was doing some pull-ups and some push-ups and some military presses or something because her back was shredded.
I mean...
And in that dress...
Yeah, they both looked good.
Everything else was...
Woo!
As one wants it.
You guys, he's blushing over here.
I might have a crush on her. I don't know.
Me too.
I may have come to a revelation right now.
She's gorgeous. Yeah, so... I love her.
Mm-hmm. What can I say? I'm attracted to talent. It's time. It's time to talk about your boy.
Let's see. Can I give you a fun fact before we start talking about my boy?
About Lupita? You can give me fun facts all day.
Mm.
It's not about Lupita, is it?
No.
Damn.
But Black Panther is the first Marvel movie to have opening weekend box office beat out their budget. So like their first weekend they got $202 million.
Yep. So they made that's crazy.
By the first weekend they made $2 million of profit.
Yeah. To make your money back on the opening weekend is insane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna sit here and wait until we're ready to talk about Michael B. Jordan.
I'm kind of like trying to prolong it because I'm afraid to hear what you have to say.
But you know, as soon as they walk through the door, we gotta wrap this up, right?
All
right,
go. Michael B.
Michael B. Jordan plays Warmonger.
Killmonger.
Oh, is it Killmonger?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Killmonger War Dog Tattoo. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
He
is so fine.
There you go.
I think that he is talented, but I also think that he gets typecast. I think that in time, in another like 10, 15 years, we're going to be looking at him the way we look at Denzel, as in he embodies something. I do think that he is still green because I don't think that he had like a lot of training, but he has been acting since he was a kid. He was like in a Toys R Us commercial and in like sport like a sports store commercial when he was young, mm-hmm. and he was on The Wire. And I do think that he gets typecast. I do love that he sounds like he does sound and remind me of dudes from Oakland, even though he's not. He's a hometown boy to you. He's from Santa Ana. Yeah. Dang, I got an eye roll.
He's from Santa Ana.
He is. Born and raised in Santa Ana.
No, he was born there.
Well, he was born there. He was
raised in, was it New York or Pennsylvania?
No. It's somewhere here.
No.
Look it up.
I know he was born in Orange County, but he didn't stay there long.
I had to do too much.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
I want to say he went to art school.
Well, either way, he was born February 9th, 1987. So yeah, happy belated birthday.
I thought he grew up in Philly, I want to say.
And here's a fun fact that has nothing to do with anything. But there is 11 Michael Jordans born in Santa Ana that year alone. Mm. That was a popular name.
Well, Michael B.,
be nice.
I'm being nice. I ain't say nothing mean yet.
Yet, be nice.
He has been acting for a very long time. One of his first movies was Hardball with Keanu Reeves.
Yep. You
remember that?
Yes, I do. We go into the ship. What? We go into the ship.
My name G-Baby.
G-Baby. Oh,
G-Baby breaks
my heart. I went to the movie theater to see that.
Oh my God, that little boy.
I just love that little boy.
That
little, little boy. We're just dipping back into your last weeks.
I know. Somehow we do.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's what it was.
It's the cops. Run. Smashley's in the motherfucking building. Brr, brr, brr.
Hey, baby.
Oh, my God.
It's raining. Is it raining, baby?
It never rains in Southern California.
At least it didn't in the 90s when that song came out. But shit, it's raining. It's raining this week and last week and next week.
That's fine.
Shit.
And then no more rain. And then
climate change.
Let's get the summer going. All right. Shit. Let's continue on our love for Michael B. Jordan.
Our love for Michael B. Jordan. Okay, I'm just going to say some things here, and some people are not going to like it. I think that Michael B. Jordan is a natural actor. See, Ashley had to drop the scissors. I think he's a good actor.
Okay.
I think that he's very natural in his acting. I think that he has had plenty of time to learn how to be a great actor.
Yeah.
And that he plays the same role to his own fault. That being said, he's young.
That's
right. But he ain't that young.
But black don't crack. It don't matter. He could be a Morgan Freeman and work until he's 90.
I cannot put him in the same category as Morgan or Denzel.
I'm just
not nearly.
He's
not
in
the same category.
Give him time.
Even when they were his age. He's not. Mm-hmm. He's not growing. I'll say that.
Give him time.
And personally, I do still think that he was miscast in this movie. He has the athleticism. He has the body to play this role. He doesn't have the mindset to play this role. He seemed like I never felt threatened by him. I didn't think he had the ability to scare people as this role should have.
Maybe that was the director's.
Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan are great friends, and I'm a firm believer in not hiring your friends just because they're your friends. I know that he believes that Michael B. Jordan is a great actor, and I think that he is a good actor. However, you got to put that aside and put the story first.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
I'm not even going to comment on any of this. I'm done. I'm done defending them. I just want to say...
Fruitvale Station, incredible job.
I'm
Creed... Good job.
I'm just saying that he did seem like an Oakland fool. He didn't seem like he was as tough as you wanted
also,
him to be.
Also, I disagree but I don't with think that he wanted Ryan Coogler's direction of making him from Oakland.
I don't. I mean, he has to be from somewhere where black people are you know, low. We have high crime and stuff. So sure. I mean, he could have been from Oakland. He could have been from Detroit. Could have been from Chicago. Mm-hmm. It really didn't matter.
That's
true. I think he just picked it because that's his hometown.
Yeah.
Which, if I was writing the story, I also would pick Oakland because that's my hometown. Like, you know, it makes sense.
That's true. I'll give you.
It could be anywhere. He could have been in, you know, the Marcy Projects, or it doesn't really matter.
Where was he originally from in the comic books? Because a lot of comic book people always get on the filmmakers for not staying true to the comic books.
Yeah, but people get on people who make books into movies.
That's true.
Doesn't matter. But I mean, to be honest with you, I don't know where.
That being said, Michael B. Jordan needs to grow. Mm-hmm. He needs to learn how to play characters because all of his characters look exactly the same.
So are you like saying he's Kevin Costner? Because if you are, I'm saying about to fucking he fight.
Is in
what?
He is in danger of becoming Kevin Costner. She's out of the.
That's the worst thing you've ever said.
He's got to be careful. He's got to be careful.
All right, I'll come back. How dare you?
He's got
to
be careful.
How fucking dare you?
He had plenty of opportunity to do a whole lot with this role.
Move on.
Moving on.
I'm getting pissed.
Let's go to Mr. Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman.
You'll be happy to know I have nothing but incredibly high things to say
about better.
This man.
Because this
he
man.
He is somebody I will put in the same category as Morgan Freeman and Denzel, even at his age.
I'll give you that because he has played so many major black figures in history.
Has.
Playing Jackie Robinson in the 2013 42. He played James Brown in the 2014 Get On Up. Bah!
Yeah. Dude, and I thought he did a hell of a
he
job.
He did really good. And he could sing. And
is that him really singing?
Some of it, yeah.
Shit.
And he was Thurgood Marshall in Marshall in 2017, which I have never seen. Mm. But I'm sure he's good. And he is also a playwright.
Is he? He likes to write plays?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I would like to see him do a play. Yeah. That makes me feel like his heart is still in the theater.
The theater.
You know, from college time.
Yeah. Okay.
You know where he went to college?
I do.
Where'd he go?
Howard.
Yes, he did.
Home of the Bison. I looked it up. I was like, I don't know where the...
I'm trying to remember what the chant is that they do, and I can't remember it now. Damn it.
Whatever. Yeah, he graduated both from Howard University and the British American Dramatic Academy at Oxford, England.
Damn.
And do you know who helped pay for his tuition?
Denzel.
Denzel Washington. So, yeah.
I didn't even have to look at that. I don't remember where I learned that, but I learned that somewhere.
I wasn't sure if you told me or not, so I wrote it down.
I may have told you that.
I think you may have told me that.
I saw it somewhere.
But yeah.
But yeah, Denzel helped pay for his...
So, wow, Uncle Denzel to the rescue.
Right? Denzel's making his way into this movie a couple of times.
Denzel
Whitaker and Great Debaters and Training Day. Have we done a Denzel movie? We haven't.
Nope.
Dude, what do you...
What would you do?
I don't know. So many. Moped Blues.
I mean, I'm definitely going to have to do Training Day.
Training Day.
John Q.
I wouldn't do John Q, even though I do like that movie. It's
so sad.
It's so sad.
Malcolm X? That's also a super sad one.
Yeah, but shit, it's Malcolm. Oh, and I did love him as Malcolm
what's
X.
What's the one? Is it called Faith? Time. Is on my side. Yes, it is. Where like the demons go from body to body.
I think
body.
It's called like Out of Time or something like that.
No, we already talked about Out of Time. That's the one that...
Oh, then it's a different one. I know what you're talking
about. You know
about.
What I'm talking about?
I know what movie you're talking about.
It's this demon that just jumps from body to body.
Azazel is the name of the demon. And he...
Is it Zuzu?
Azazel is the name of the demon.
Because there's a real demon named Azuzu.
John like Goodman plays Denzel's partner in that one.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the name of the movie.
What am I going to put him in?
I don't know.
What else? Remember the
put
Titans?
Put him in Black Panther 2 because he's not in this one.
Remember the Titans?
Remember the Titans is an amazing movie.
All right, I'm sorry.
So, Chadwick Boseman. I was immediately impressed with Chadwick Boseman. First thing I saw him in was 42. Yeah. And he did a fucking hell of a job. Mm-hmm. Absolutely incredible job. Mm-hmm. Working opposite of Han Solo, Harrison Ford.
No, Indiana Jones.
I thought he out-acted him in that, actually.
Yeah, I feel like he phoned it in, but that's...
Harrison Ford, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he phoned it in.
I thought it felt.
You'll love this. He worked opposite of Kevin Costner in Draft Day.
Which I did not watch, by the way.
Right after that, he did Get On Up.
Get On Up!
You gonna come into my bathroom and take a break.
Do you want to hear a fun fact?
Go for it.
So Wesley Snipes always wanted to play Black Panther.
Really? Okay, yeah. I can absolutely see that.
And back in the 90s, Marvel approached him with the Black Panther project. But with the limited special effects technology that we had at that time, it kind of just sat on the shelf for a
while.
That's
too bad.
And so, but he did collaborate with Marvel when he did Blade in 1998 and all the other fucking Blades. Gotcha. That's also a comic book.
Yeah.
And by that time, by the time, you know, the movie was about to come out, Wesley Snipes was too old.
Yeah.
So.
Wesley Snipes has the ability to play this role.
He did. I mean, he still does, but he's just too old. But
yeah,
like,
he's just too old to do it now.
If in 98, yeah, definitely, if our technology was up to par.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But that's the movie.
Oh, we're dead?
Chadwick Boseman.
I got...
Hell of an actor. I love him to this day. He is one of the few young actors that I don't give a damn what the movie is.
I'm going to go see it.
I'm going to go see it.
Okay.
He's that impressive.
All right, so I'm just going to hit you with these last facts real quick because this has to do with the now.
Okay.
So Black Panther is the 12th highest grossing movie of all time worldwide. It is the biggest superhero solo movie ever. First superhero movie to be nominated for Best Picture, for Best Costume Design, for Best Sound Editing, Best Sound Mixing, Best Original Score, Best Song by Kendrick Lamar and SZA, All the Stars, and Best Production Design.
Damn.
This year alone for him. So hopefully they walk away with some of these.
We'll see.
But
we'll
they
see
already are in the record books for being the first.
In my opinion, anything can happen this year.
Can I ask you a question?
Don't be surprised if the Oscars get bought.
Yeah, I don't care about any of that.
Something, that a movie that shall remain nameless.
I'm not going to say that. I know what you're thinking. So,
Babe, what you laughing at?
I got some tech corner for you.
Okay.
What's the difference between sound mixing and sound editing?
I will say that...
Smash, you got an answer?
I think sound mixing has to do with...
When you're on set.
When you're on set and the guy is sitting at his mixing station, mm-hmm. and he's listening... Kind of what you did with the boom, mm-hmm. and then, mm-hmm. but because like...
So he'll lower certain channels, right. and raise
but
up certain channels.
But he's just there controlling like the channels, so he's mixing the sound, and then you have separate people holding the boom, and he's like listening to the lavalier mics and the boom mics, making sure it's all level, so mm-hmm. he's mixing the sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all right.
Thank you,
it's
Smash.
His responsibility to know the script just as much as anybody else. That being said, I'm not a firm believer in sound mixing.
Okay.
Because, well, I mean, I'm coming from the indie side of things. Mm-hmm. When
we ain't got time to pay nobody for that.
Well, one, you don't have the manpower to do it. Two, mm-hmm. I don't want to lose audio from somebody else who might be have an improvised line because their channel was down.
True. Yeah.
So I say leave all the channels up, get all the recordings, and then decide what you need in post. But that's coming from the low budget indie world, not from the studio world, where you can afford to do that stuff, you can afford to pay off multiple people, and you can afford to have days of ADR afterwards if you need something.
Okay. I just, when I was writing it down, I was like, what's the difference?
Yeah. Sound editing would be cleaning up the sound, yeah. mm-hmm. getting rid of noises, pops,
what we do.
Rain in the background, all that stuff.
Okay. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
It is time.
It is time.
It is time.
We're not doing that movie next week.
No. It is time for Z for the People. So Save the Children Foundation. That's what we're talking about today. They help children all across the world. They work with over 220 countries to educate, to give care, water to children in need all over the world. So when there's disasters or stuff like that, they come in and help children out. Their motto is to help change children's lives and the future we all share, which I agree. So if you want to donate some money or your time, go to savethechildren.org. That's what I would do. Mm. And
that's a good Z for the people.
Yeah. I didn't want to just say black kids, but all babies need help.
All the babies.
All the babies. Okay. So
that little old boy.
I love that little old boy. Okay. So
we have we're going to have a special guest on with us next week, yeah. And he chose this particular movie.
But I am mad about it.
And I'm so glad that he did. I ain't mad. Because I don't know how it slipped my mind.
Before we start with our scene, please, you guys, rate and review us on iTunes. You can send us emails at Gmail at lightscameracocktailnos@gmail.com. We also like to hear about your close encounters. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now YouTube. So hit us up and tell us what you guys think about the show. Any drink ideas? Any fun facts I might have missed on something? I'm here. So we have not practiced this 1 second. So.
I know this movie.
So let's go. I'm glad that I got the easiest line.
All right. Then let's just get it in then. Babe, you want to call action?
What? You know when you're set?
Set.
Set?
I'm set, yes. Sorry.
Set.
Action.
Now let me tell you something. The trouble with teenagers is you don't know nothing. The problem with teenagers is you think you're smarter than the people that already been down the road you're traveling. You understand what I'm trying to say to you, boy?
Yes, sir.
Did you tell your father I threw you out of school?
My father doesn't live with us, sir.
Oh, is that what you're doing? Going around feeling sorry for yourself? Go on, get out of here, boy. You're wasting my time.
Please let me back into school. I gotta get back into school. I can't tell my mama I got kicked out of school.
Now, why should I let you back into my school, Sams?
Because I'm gonna do better, sir.
How?
By, doing my work.
And what else?
And staying out of trouble.
Why should I believe you now?
Because I changed my ways.
I don't believe you, Sam. I don't believe you one bit. I don't think you've changed your ways at all. Go on and jump.
No, I don't want to jump.
Yes, you do. You smoke crack, don't you? Look at me, boy. Don't you smoke crack?
Yes, sir.
You know what that does to you? It kills your brain cells, son. It kills your brain cells. Now, when you're destroying your brain cells, you're doing the same thing as killing yourself. You're just doing it slower. Now, I say, if you want to kill yourself, don't fuck around with it. Go on and do it expeditiously. Now, go on and jump.
That was really good. That was really good. You made me want to jump off a fucking building. Oh, shit. Okay, you guys. We did it.
Oh, my God. I love that man.
We did so it. I'm so excited. We will have a special guest hopefully next week.
Yeah, we're sorry about, things didn't work out this week. We were supposed to have a special guest.
That's all good.
But, next week, again, we're going to take another swing.
I don't know what we're drinking, but I'm going to figure it out. But thank you, guys. We did it. We made it.
Yes, absolutely. We are out of here. I got a long drive ahead of me.
You do. Drive safe. It's raining out there, you guys.
I promise we're going to be all right. We're going up to Ryan Coogler's area, actually. We're going up to the Bay.
Bay Area. Like that? Tell the people the 40 water is back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, people. We will see you right here next week on Lights, Camera,
Cocktails. Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever.